Hello, and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services. This week, I'm delighted to have Luis Castillo on the podcast. He is the Student Development Manager for Engineering Student Services. Luis, please introduce yourself and tell us what services you work with ESS.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Laura. So to go off of Laura's introduction, my name is Luis Castillo. I am the Student Development Manager here at ESS. I work in the CAE, the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence. And what I do there is that I manage the center, the physical space, all the tutoring that goes on in there, the student assistants that work there in the front desk. I also work closely with engineering student organizations through the funding that the College of Engineering gets to them. And aside from that, I also manage the leadership program that we put on every year, in which we take engineering students up to the Redwoods to talk more about their skills as leaders within engineering.
Thank you. And again, thank you so much for joining us today. We had to retape this because I erased over it, so I appreciate you coming back out. So let's talk a little bit more about the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence. What is the goal of the center?
The goal of the center is pretty much to act as a service to all students. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're struggling in the course or anything like that. Tutors are just there to answer any questions that you may have that you may not have had the chance to discuss in either your discussion or more than likely in your lecture. So there is there for you to have an open study space, but also to have access to tutors. And also when midterms come along, you might want to review with the tutor some of the subjects that you may not be familiar with. So basically, it's a study space with tutors to guide you through a bunch of process. Depending on what your interest is or if a course is being a little bit difficult, we can also schedule review sessions, and that's depending on the tutor and the group of students that they meet with. Overall, it's a center that we not only provide the service of tutoring, we provide a bunch of other services aside from that just to make sure that you are successful in engineering. And we have a lending library, and in that lending library, we have different items from calculators that you might want to use for a test and short-term lending tools that you might utilize in a course.
And the tutoring aspect of the center is open every semester, correct? Not just fall and spring?
Yes, it is open fall, spring, and summer as well. So the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence is open Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. And on Fridays, we are open from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
And you've got students that are there staffing the entire time that can help students?
Yes. There are student assistants in the front desk of both 227 Bechtel and 240 Bechtel. And those students are there to answer any questions or guide you to the tutor that you're interested in meeting. Or if you're interested in finding a space to study, they can help you answer any questions. Or if you're in need of any type of tool, they can guide you through it. We cover over 45 courses, and we have about 28 tutors drawing on to 30 that are focused in those courses and are there the entire time that we are open.
And if you want to come in to tutor, do you have to make an appointment?
There is no appointment that you have to make. It's a drop-in basis tutoring.
And the calendar is someplace we could find online?
Yeah, if you go to engineering.berkeley.edu and you click on the top tab where it lists student services, it'll take you to another page. And in that page, on the left-hand side, you can look at academic support. Under academic support, you can click tutoring, and you are able to see all of our courses that we tutor on a day-to-day basis, the schedules for them, and also on a weekly basis.
And when you check in at the front of either room, they'll help you find the actual tutor.
Exactly. All of our student assistants know who our tutors are, and they'll be able to introduce you to one of them so that you may work with them.
And when you say that there's 45 classes that we're doing, are any of them upper division? Or is it the second part of what you do with the center is you do a lot of workshops and events. So let's talk about the first workshop that we have coming up is Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, that's the first workshop that we have coming up soon. So Deal or No Deal is led by Marvin Lopez, who is the director of programs. Marvin has had a previous experience as a recruiter in industry. So he's able to guide you through different tips that he has as to how to go about different job offers that you may be offered, how to negotiate salaries, and how to figure out if you do have two job offers, how to make those two work so that you are being offered the best possible compensation salary.
That's great. And then it's important to remember that just because somebody offers something doesn't mean you have to say yes right away. You can actually...
Exactly.
You have some negotiating power.
So Marvin has all the insights. So please, please, please go ahead and take the advantage. A lot of students think that they know everything that there is to know about recruiting and how to go about job offers. But there's really important things that I didn't even know that Marvin mentions in that workshop. And it is, I would say, for all the students that have gone to it, they have taken extreme advantage out of it.
And then other workshops that we have coming up this year, we've got a Momentum Speaker Series. We've got our end of the semester wrap-up events. Mm-hmm. Next semester, we'll have our etiquette dinner again at the beginning of the semester.
Yes, we have a bunch of different things coming up for next semester. If at any point you feel like there's a workshop that you may be interested in that we have not yet offered, also at the bottom of our page, there is a suggestion thing and feedback. So please let us know if there's anything of your interest that you feel like we could provide.
And the best way to find out about our workshops is to, you can bookmark our page on the website, which is engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS events. And I'm updating them regularly. We talked a little bit about leadership. We were going to add a couple events for leadership in October, some info sessions, as soon as we get the dates picked out of what works for our student workers for the program. Because leadership, the applications are open October 1st through...
October 1st all the way till...
The 31st?
The 31st. So the entire month of October, that's when our applications are open. The actual event of leadership happens from January 13th to the 18th. So it's in between that winter break before the beginning of the spring semester and after the fall semester.
Oh, okay. Cool. So it doesn't take the entire winter break. It's just a short week.
Yeah, and just to draw some names, some of the workshops that we have planned for the spring are study skills, overcoming shyness, the etiquette dinner that Laura already mentioned, eating for optimal health, finances after college, cupcakes and headshots that Laura manages, which is one of the most exciting events that we have.
It's a pretty popular event.
Yeah, and on that same day, we also have the LinkedIn workshop. There's another workshop, leadership and management, and definitely we'll have other things coming up for you, so keep an eye open and make sure to pay attention to our website. There's definitely things coming up going into that website all the time.
Excellent. And the end of the semester events that we're doing, a lot of them have to be are around the RRR week.
Yes, during RRR week, we just started last year, and we're doing a bunch of events to help students de-stress. One of the workshops one of the events that we offer on those days is Puppies on the Patio. And Puppies on the Patio is when therapy dogs come by, and you're able to pet them and de-stress from all the different stresses to study for finals. And then another event that we have is a board game day, and that's pretty much students are welcome to bring any board games, and we open up 240 just for students to play, get to know each other, and we provide food and drinks just so that you can have a little bit of a time to hang out before you get back to studying.
And we didn't talk a little bit about, you also work with the student orgs and the funding, and that happens in March or April?
Yeah, that happens towards the end of the spring, and which different student orgs apply for funding, not only from the College of Engineering, but also from the Engineering Student Council that manages ASUC funds.
Oh, okay. So make sure that you're reading the newsletter so you know when that's coming out, because Definitely. We only do it once a year.
Yeah.
And our social media is also, we're getting a little bit more robust in our social media sphere on our Facebook and Instagram pages. We've got one for Engineering Student Services as well as the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence.
Definitely. We're trying to put our events more out there in order to engage you better. And if you have any feedback, please let us know. We would love to get this information out to you the easiest way as possible.
Well, thank you, Luis, so much for stopping by today and talking to us about the center.
Thank you for having me here. I am glad to talk to all of you.
And thank you, everyone, for checking out the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And I'll talk to you again later. Bye.